Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Swindell, Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. Hey, this is going to be a big weekend, man.
I know. There's so much going on in Tampa Bay.
Dude, I just hit my weather app. Are you kidding? Sunny and 70s all weekend and a lot going on in Tampa Bay?
It has been absolutely beautiful outside these last 2 days. And this weekend, so much going on. I have a whole list, too.
All right, we're
going
to give it to you next. I mean, it's all over the place. Stuff for the kids. There's stuff for the adults. There's beers. There's just
everything. There's bourbon. There's barbecue.
Stop it. We'll do the list next. I'm excited about this. And a 3-day weekend for a lot of people, too. 99.5 QIK.
I can't count the times. Almost it.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QIK. All right. Ready to kick off a big Tampa Bay. Big weekend in Tampa Bay. We got a lot going on. It's been an awesome week. We had Valentine's Day yesterday.
Yeah. Did you have a good one?
Dude, it was great. But you know the MVP of my Valentine's Day?
Who?
Papa John's.
Papa John's?
Yeah.
You ended up getting a heart pizza?
We talked about it yesterday. They had the heart pizzas. I think I've done this a few years in a row now. And I was driving home and I was like, I gotta do something different for the kids. You know, it's just, I don't know. Like, what do I do? And I was like, I'm going heart pizza. So I went home and I got online and ordered it and it showed up. Dude, the kids, you would have never imagined the face of these kids when the heart pizza comes out of the box. Huge pizza shaped like a heart.
Well, you gotta think, they've never seen a pizza shaped any other way, probably.
It's funny, I threw it on, like, Facebook and Instagram, and other people were going crazy. They're like, that's the coolest thing we've ever seen. I'm like, really?
I would love a heart pizza.
It was neat. I mean, I gotta tell you, but I was really happy the kids were so into it. And so, I'm doing it again next year.
Oh, good parent. Good job.
That was very good.
There's a lot of stuff going on this weekend, by the way, now that Valentine's Day is over.
Mm-hmm.
And another opportunity, basically, if Valentine's Day didn't go your way and you're looking for something to redeem yourself, there's a lot of events that you can take your significant other to.
Okay, give me, in your opinion, Melanie, the best one.
The best one?
Yep. Just for you.
The French Fry Festival.
Ooh.
The French Fry. Oh, my goodness. French fries are my weakness. I am a salty person.
Is that St. Peter Dunedin?
No, the French Fry Festival, I believe, is... Oh, yeah, it's North Straw Park. It's downtown St. Pete.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I know what I'm doing Saturday.
Not to be confused with the French Fire Festival, which didn't go off very
completely
well.
Completely different.
This is French Fry Festival.
But there's tons of stuff also going on in Tampa. There's the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. There's also the Florida State Fair. Mm. That's still going on.
This is the last weekend, I think, of the State Fair.
Yep.
So if you didn't get your pork rind nachos... This is it. This is your last weekend. Low-carb pork rind nachos.
Speaking of pork rind nachos, I bet they'll have some at Curtis Hickson Park, the waterfront, because they're doing the beer, bourbon, and barbecue festival on Saturday.
Kevin, that might be the spot for...
No kidding.
You know, it's like there's no football on, you know what I mean? Like, that's it seems like a manly, like a testosterone-raising event.
And then you've got Hamilton at the Strass Center. So there's going to be, keep that in mind, if you're downtown Tampa near the Strass Center,
yep.
There's going to be a lot of traffic, people trying to get to the Hamilton shows because now that big show is here. And then this one is just an honorable mention. The SPCA of Tampa, they're doing pet weddings this weekend.
This is great. Maybe your dog's looking to get married and they'll facilitate that.
Yeah, in honor of Valentine's Day,
that's
if you've
cool.
got a neighbor's dog that your dog just loves to, you know, go over and hump every once in a while.
Oh,
all
right.
Oh, there you go.
Maybe they should, you know.
Yeah. That they've already
make it official.
Right. Yeah, since they've already
you've
right.
been living in sin.
Right.
You gotta make it official. That's
right.
Saturday.
Living in sin.
Well, 11 AM at the SPCA at Tampa Bay.
Found things for you to do this weekend, your dogs and friends and everything. So it'll be a great weekend in Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right. Deep Fried Nashville's next. All right, so for all the guys who thought you delivered yesterday, thought you delivered on Valentine's Day, it was a good effort, but We got a story next about Michael Ray, what he did for Carly Pierce.
Oh, my gosh. It doesn't count what celebrities do. It's just not fair.
Let's go with that. I agree. I love that. Still going to tell you the story, though, next. After Luke Combs, it's QYK.
Deep-fried Nashville, 99.5 QYK.
Well, we knew it would happen. An upstanding guy like Michael Ray would do something really sweet for his fiancée, Carly Pierce. It would make news, and everyone would say, well, I tried the best I could for Valentine's Day, but I couldn't do Michael Ray. And here's the thing that I love about Michael Ray, right? He sent a card.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't, like, buy her a house or a car or a yacht or anything like that. He just sent a nice card and said, I can't wait to marry you. And Carly Pierce put it on the Instagram story, but it had a photo, because they weren't together, it had a photo of a precious white teddy bear and flowers.
Aww.
Yeah, it was so simple that I was just like...
You really had me hyped up. I thought for sure he was surprising her with a puppy.
No, but this is what I'm saying. Like, he actually kept it so simple. It was like, I see what you did there. You just sent her the picture of the flowers and the teddy bear and then the note that said, I can't wait to marry you.
But he didn't actually send it? I'm confused, though.
No, the card...
Yeah.
...had a photo of the teddy bear and the flowers. They weren't together.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So it's kind of like when I see you, like in a couple of weeks or whatever, because, you know, he's on tour. Get what I'm saying?
Then you get the card and flowers? I don't get what you're saying. He sent them to her. He sent her a card of a teddy bear and flowers.
It was a picture of the...
No, that's on her Instagram story.
Right.
He sent them to her.
No, he sent a picture.
Okay.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Mark needs some more coffee this morning.
No. Yeah, he sent the flowers, but what we're looking at is the picture that she posted on the Instagram.
Yeah, she posted it on her Instagram story.
I just like that he kept it so simple and said, I can't wait to marry you.
It is. It's really cute. Love, Michael.
Apparently, you're not into that idea as much.
No, I love it. I mean, minus the teddy bear, I got the same thing yesterday. It was great. I got roses. It was beautiful.
All right.
Not just a picture of roses either. Man. I got the real thing.
Boy, it's tough being a guy these days. 2019 being a guy. 2019 being a dude is tough sledding, man. Maybe you're more into this for Valentine's Day, Melanie. Sounds like this might be more your thing.
Okay.
A video of Miranda Lambert assaulting somebody with salad.
Oh, my gosh. Talk about the gift that keeps on giving. Now there's video?
Yeah, the video has come out. They're calling it Saladgate 2019.
I love that, by the way. Saladgate.
Saladgate. Do we know what type of salad it is at this point?
I didn't see any specifics on the actual
Caesar,
salad.
Is it Greek? I need to know, because I'm imagining a Greek salad. Can you imagine just the pasta salad going everywhere?
One more thing for Miranda that she just is going to have to answer to later. Maybe not. Maybe she's just like, whatever. But we told the story yesterday, and it seems to be very consistent. They got into a fight, and then there's a video of her going over to this guy who was making comments about them being on their phone, and she dumps salad all over this guy's wife at the restaurant in Nashville. So...
Miranda, you just can't do that. That's the thing, is that don't you feel like charges are going to come against Miranda Lambert? You don't just get away with it.
Well, these people, because you can see them in the video, they're going to say that their reputation is damaged now. They're embarrassed, you know. And I guess they are. They had a salad dumped on them, but I mean, I don't know. They're going to sue. Like, they want money. We woke up this morning. Big news. FGL. Now, we've been talking about this for a minute, this Florida Georgia Line album, Kevin. Have we been talking about this?
Yeah, I mean, it's been in the works for a while.
Long time. I remember when they said they were getting together and doing this. Here's Tyler.
Well, you know, Simple, the first single, this is from this album.
It's been out
and
forever.
They're already on to Talk You Out of It, which is the second single. So it's been a minute.
Been a minute. Here's Tyler talking about it.
I think our taste even changed, you know, over that amount of time, you know? So the way we were writing changed a little bit and evolved, and the stuff that we were really liking was kind of back to that really country influence. Hope the fans dig it as much as we do.
There you go. I think the fans will dig it.
I think we have some samples of the songs that we can play coming up.
Yes.
I mean, the boss is gone still, Mark. I'm just saying.
Is he still gone?
Yeah, he is. So might as well.
Still gone.
Is he coming back?
I believe that's the rumor.
He is coming back?
I think.
He'll probably be on the first flight in a little bit when we play some of this new Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah, we do have samples. We're running a little long, so let's play those right before 7 o'clock.
Perfect.
All right. Let's play this. What? What do you do? What's that? Yeah. Okay. I'll do that. But we'll play this right before 7 o'clock. There's a lot of cryptic signals going
I'm
on in here.
I'm trying to give you keywords.
No, I know you are. And I think a lot of it is because the boss is out of town and people are like, they're feeling like fidgety. You guys are fidgety this morning.
Really?
Yeah. It's just like, I don't know. It's a fidgetness.
Maybe it's this McDonald's coffee that you got us that's the size of my head.
You're welcome, by the way.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. Woke up this morning to a brand new FGL album. This is super, super, super cool. This is their fourth album. I got to tell you, I don't know why in my head I felt like they had more albums than four. I guess they have so many hits off of each album, it seems like they have more albums.
Cruise only came out in 2012.
I cannot.
So it's only crazy. 7 years. It seems like it's 15 years old. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just...
They've had so many hit songs.
I guess you're right. I guess the more success you have, it just feels like you've been around longer and longer. All right, so new album, Florida Georgia Line, Can't Say I Ain't Country. Well, of course that, you know.
They knew what they were doing with the title of that album.
The title of the album, because of course they're always hearing about, you. Are you guys country? Are you going to stay country? They're just tired of hearing it. So, but they beat to their own drum. Here's a little clip from the title track, Can't Say I Ain't Country. I love that, you know, they answer their critics in their music. Like, that's what they do. And I think that's great, actually.
It is.
You know, it's a good song.
Right.
It's such a good song.
It's almost like, because you know they're going to get asked, well, what about the album? Are you saying, and they're just going to say, just listen to the song.
Mm-hmm. You know,
it's brilliant, though.
It is.
They did one with Aldean. We'll get to that in a second. Here's another one called People Are Different. Georgia Line, that's called People Are Different. I will say, this is the first time I'm hearing these clips.
That sounds similar to the first one.
This sounds more of what they were when they first came out.
Because they kind of got more.
They did.
I mean, they did a song with BB Rexha, for Pete's sake.
Hey, that's a good song.
I'm not saying it's not.
Here it goes. This is how it starts.
I love that.
I've been in 100 bars where this it starts like this, and it just you guys should just stop talking about it because it's your opinion and it's cool.
No. I'm glad they're doing
this. They did some with BB Rexha, but that was great. Well, it wasn't country. Who cares? It was great.
But I like this sound. I like this sound better.
I know. I could hear people right now in their cars arguing with each other, like, but it ain't country. But it's great.
Yeah, but listen to that song. It's all about people having opinions and then just breaking bread and coming together.
I know. It's so funny, though. Here's one they did with Aldean. I think this is great. Putting Jason Aldean on anything is great. It's called Can't Hide Red. You can't hide.
This one.
All right, now let me get behind the music on this one a little bit here.
Ooh, yeah.
Can't Hide Red. Is this You Can't Hide Redneck? Is that what they're... Because it says the way we walk and the way we talk.
That was my thought when I heard this the first time.
We smoke, we drink.
Yes.
That was my thought.
See, this is going to be interesting. There's going to be a lot of opinions swaying around about this, and this is great. I think that's good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Out of those three, which was your favorite?
I thought it was going to be Can't Say I Ain't Country, but it's Can't Hide Red without
being. I like Can't Hide Red, too.
I don't know why.
Unanimous.
Yeah. It's upbeat. It's got the thick drums on it, and it's kind of like what Brooks and Dunn just did with Luke Combs. Yeah. Just upbeat with the heavy drums. I just feel like we've missed that in country for a minute, and now it's back, you know? And so I think it's really, really good, but...
That album is going to do so well. I'm interested to see the sales over the weekend because people are going to be downloading it like crazy.
And I feel like, too, the Can't Hide Red song, like, that's going to be a great concert song, too. It's just like, we'll get to hear that, obviously, this summer, so that's great.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QYK. All right, we're heading into a weekend here, obviously, and for a lot of people, it's a three-day weekend. Hangovers are going to be on the table. It's just something that may happen.
Oh, yeah. My friend Brittany, it's her birthday tonight. So we're going out in downtown St. Pete. So I'm going to be a little hungover tomorrow.
Brittany, enjoy the night. You won't remember anything past 5 o'clock. So good luck.
That's true.
Have fun. You won't either, Melanie. Nobody will.
What?
Nobody will.
I'm going to be the responsible one.
Every time you say, like I say that sometimes too, I'm just having a couple, it backfires. So instead I say, I'm getting crazy, ridiculous, off the chart tonight, and then I'll have like a beer.
Yeah, that's always happens. Why is it like that?
I don't know. It's like you plan to have a great time, you don't, and if you're just kind of going to something, you're like, it'll be all right, and it's just like raging off the table great, you know?
Okay, well then I'm just going to say I'm going to rage tonight, and that way I won't have a hangover tomorrow.
Brittany's party's going to be terrible. It's going to be so boring.
Okay, that's what I'm going to say.
Yeah, and then it's going to be awesome.
All right, well, I'll give you guys an update.
Eric Church has responded to questions about how do you beat hangovers. You know, he drinks on stage. Kevin and I were backstage with him a couple years ago here at Amelie. He did like almost a five-hour show.
It was awesome.
It was his birthday, I'll give him that, but he was taking shots. He was slamming beers. I'm like, how's this guy do it? He's a machine. He's a machine.
And the tank.
Yeah, here's how he talks about it, what he does.
The best hangover cure, I got two. One is five-hour energy because of all the B vitamins that are in it. You can start pounding those, and it's either going to work or it's going to keep you up so you can prolong your misery. But the other one I have is just take two Advil and a beer in the morning. And hair of the dog, man. That works every time.
Two Advil and a beer. Now, you notice when he said the five-hour energy, he said he pounds them. So, and he must just open, like, a dozen.
Oh my
and just
gosh.
Keep going. He's a big guy, too. I mean, he's
very tall.
He's tall, and he's just a large man. I mean,
I feel like my heart would explode if I had more than one of those five-hour energy
drinks. I know, but his adrenaline, I mean, he's got so much going on. But he says he wakes up, and he's always ready to go. His concert tours are unbelievable. I mean,
so good.
He's so good. The energy's crazy.
He's on 10 five-hour energies.
Now we know why, yeah. And then the Advil and the beer in the morning. It's crazy. You get up in the morning, I could see having an Advil, but then he just starts slamming beer.
Yeah, I don't think the doctors would agree with that, that Advil and beer, that's a bad mix.
It's the chief, man. I just don't know how we doubt the chief. Like, you're the chief for the reason, right?
He's doing it.
Like, you are the head of the tribe, and I just don't know how we would debunk anything or would even be able to debunk anything. Call us now. What would be your hangover cure? Like, what's something that you've done foolproof? 800-992-1099. I will tell you before, I was in Vegas and a buddy of mine said the best thing you can do before you go to bed is have a cup of pickle juice. And I did it, and it worked.
I heard that rumor. Did it?
It
really?
Absolutely. Well, here's the thing. Somebody said a shot of pickle juice. That does nothing. You have to have a full cup, like maybe 10, 12 ounces. First off, I love pickles, so it's easy for me.
I like pickles, too.
But it works.
But a whole entire cup of pickle juice?
Right before you go to bed.
Unless it's a pickleback.
Ooh, that's the worst. But I'm just telling you, give it a shot. It'll work. Pickle juice, a big cup of it.
So give it a glass. Okay.
Yeah, big glass of it right before you go to bed. It's not like...
I've got a different hangover cure, but I want to hear what other people have to say.
We'll get to yours and everybody listening, hangover cures next. As we get into a three-day weekend in Tampa Bay with a lot going on and great weather, this is just great advice. This is public service right here. 99.5 QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. So a little while ago, Melanie listed off the 10 things to do in Tampa Bay this week. It's awesome. This is a great weekend to do so many cool things.
Yeah, the Florida State Fair's going on. You got the bourbon and barbecue festival.
I mean,
French Fry Festival.
So we're thinking, you know, there's going to be in the three-day weekend for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because President's Day. So there'll be some beers, there'll be some drinking, drive safe, hit an Uber, do what you got to do. But we were talking about hangover cures because Eric Church just came out and he said, hey, man, when I go on tour, I got to have hangover cures. He smashes 5-hour energies before and then in the morning it's beer and Advil, which I don't think we recommend, but he handles it. So we're asking people, like, what would your hangover cure be or what is it? Christina, what do you got, Christina?
Greasy food in the morning.
Yes.
That's it. So hash browns, bacon, a sausage croissant. That'll cure it. I've had many, many hangovers in my day, and that'll do the trick every time.
You're all fancy. She's like a croissant, you know?
I mean, yeah, I don't know where I'm going to get a croissant, pull a croissant from, but I could get a hash brown.
Yeah, the hash browns or french fries, anything. I don't know. I was told by a friend that I had that was a bartender for a long time that it's something with the grease and the alcohol that's sitting in your stomach. That'll help. And also when you're drinking.
Christina, are you going to be using that tomorrow morning?
No. My party days are pretty much over there. I have two children, so they're here and there.
Oh, man. You stop with two kids?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Mark's on five, and he's still going strong.
No, I think the more kids you have, the more you party. You're doing this wrong, girl.
And more power to you. Maybe that's my problem.
Amen, sister. All right. Have a great weekend, Christina.
You too. Thanks, guys. Bye.
I appreciate it. Let's talk to Teresa. Hey, Teresa.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's going on? You got that? You got a hangover cure?
Yeah, and it's very simple. Just Pedialyte.
That's mine! That's exactly what I was going to say. Pedialyte is the way to go. It was meant for kids, but now they're even marketing it towards people who get hangovers.
Do you take it before you go to bed or in the morning?
A little bit of both.
I think, you know, the only thing that would worry me with is like if the kids would look at me and go, why are you shooting Pedialyte before you go out? Like,
daddy has a stomach bug.
They would like tell all their friends, like, oh, Pedialyte, my dad drinks that all the time. People would be like, what? That's a little weird.
Well, they'd also be saying what else you'd been drinking, and then it would make sense.
Well, isn't Pedialyte, like you mentioned, they actually have an adult drink now that's not marketed to kids.
Yeah, it says adult electrolyte.
Right,
yeah.
And that is just for adults who want to go drinking.
That's what it's for.
Gosh, it's brilliant. All right, Pedialyte, we got croissants, we got beer and Advil.
Hash browns.
We'll get to more of your calls on the way. 99.5 QIK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. Hangover Cruise of Tampa Bay. All right, Cures of Tampa Bay. Hangover Cures of Tampa Bay. That's
yep.
I haven't had anything yet to drink. But
your mind's already on cruise control for the weekend.
It is on cruise control. Let's get to Lisa. What you got, Lisa?
I was calling about the hangover cure.
Yeah, girl, give it to us.
So before I go to bed, I eat a banana and something else in my stomach. The fat from all the food in your stomach helps the night before absorb it, but the banana, the potassium helps your liver.
Oh, yeah, and then a lot of B vitamins in bananas, right?
Yes.
Really?
So I might add that to the pickle juice.
Ooh.
Ooh, pickles and banana.
That's
going
to be a tough combo.
I'm telling you, a banana, and I also take some Advil before I go to bed, too, but...
It just stinks because when you're drunk, you're not thinking, you know what I really want to go in
banana,
on right now is a banana.
Yeah.
You're like, no, I want pizza. I want fries. I want a burger. But it looks like I'll have a banana.
I would add a banana to that. Maybe a banana milkshake.
It'd be like a new trend. You know how like some people are like, I only smoke when I drink? And now the new trend is to be like, I only eat healthy when I drink.
Only that's bananas. Like,
yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you, Lisa. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you, you too.
All right, good job, Lisa. So I know one thing, too. Like, get ready at Publix this afternoon. The Pedialyte through the roof. Banana sales are going through the roof. Pickles are going through the roof. But then you're going to have people in the pickle aisle, because I was saying that pickle juice... It works 100% of the time. If you're going to be opening up the jar and just throwing the pickles on the floor and just taking the pickle juice out. Because they don't want.
I'm surprised they don't just sell the juice by now.
Ooh, that's a great idea.
Just take the pickles out of it. Yeah.
Pickle juice.
Just jars of pickle juice. And then people can buy them for picklebacks.
Dude, it's a great idea because people throw out the pickle juice all the time.
Or
once
you
the pickles
save
are gone.
It afterwards in your fridge.
Yeah.
Just the juice.
Oh, this is brilliant right here.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
All right, it's time to make it a little bit awkward. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All new I Love You Man is next. Gonna call dude I don't know and say I love you. Will he say it back? Like I said, a little awkward, right? It's next, 99.5 QIK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, here we go. Brand new I Love You Man. Call convenience stores. I'm in search of leftover chocolate for Valentine's Day.
Mm.
I didn't get any chocolate for Valentine's Day. See if a convenience store has some.
All right.
And then in the course of the conversation, I will say, I love you, man. Will they say it back? Let's find
out.
I'm
voting yes.
We're calling right now. It's ringing through. Here we go. Good morning. Y'all got any chocolate left over for Valentine's Day?
No, sir. Mm.
You got nothing?
No. I have chocolate, but no, I have a Valentine's kind of chocolate.
I didn't get any Valentine's. I was hoping to get in there and get some chocolate.
Okay.
Okay, well, I love you, man.
Okay, thank you.
I love you.
Okay, thank you.
Love you, man. Love you. Sir. And just like that, he hung up.
Yeah.
I got a bunch of things. We're going to call another one real quick.
A week of love.
Call another one right now.
Yeah.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
I got a question. Y'all got any leftover chocolates or anything from Valentine's Day?
We have a chocolate, but not for Valentine's Day.
Okay. Yeah. You have any flowers?
No.
Okay. I love you, man.
No.
Okay. I love you.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Okay, sir. I love you.
I love you.
We love you, too.
Okay. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I don't know who that was.
It counts, though. You got it. Oh, yeah, I love it you.
Hold on. That counts?
Oh, yes.
He said it. He said it after
yes,
her. I don't know who she was, but.
Right. I don't know that.
I love you.
We love you, too.
I guess you're right.
We love you, too.
We love you, too.
All right. So she said it. He said it. Hold on.
I know he said we love you, but he is included in the we.
I love you, too.
I thought his voice just got all crazy for a minute. I was like,
I love you too.
All right, we'll take it. And I love you, man, for Valentine's Day week. We got it. It's 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
Morgan Wallen, whiskey glasses, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, this is absolutely incredible. And we're going to get to these Rascal Flatts tickets here in just about 10 minutes. But there is now a Tinder for cows. This is a dating app for cows, everybody.
Ooh. Instead of swiping right, you move right.
That was good. I knew you were going to do it. But this allows farmers to find like breeding matches for their cows. That's really important in the cattle business. But it's just funny that this guy created an app and he's like, hey, look at her. Oh, look at him. And they kind of measure the bovine's affections. And you, what, Kevin?
Kevin's the bovines.
Well,
who calls them bovines? Who
Mark
are
does.
You?
Nobody calls them.
Are you a future farmer of America? What's
I'm part
going
of the
on?
FFA, baby?
Yes, you are.
Hey, I did have an FFA card when I was little.
Did
for
you?
About
I knew you
a
did.
Year.
I
for about a
it.
Year, I did. I'm proud of it.
Good for you. My cousins were all in it too.
Well, I think farmers are the future. I'll be honest with you. What are we gonna do without them?
That's true. They're very important.
What would you farm if you could?
Well, here's the thing. I'd be a terrible farmer because I would never ship them off to the slaughterhouse. So I'd be more of a farmer rescue guy.
You just have a rescue farm. That would be rescue. Like my farm. It would just be a safe haven for all the
I'd
cows.
Be sad. No, I would do like just vegetables, not animals. So I could create the,
Oh, I do avocados. I love avocados.
I might create like the Tinder for broccoli. Ooh, that would be my
all
thing.
All right. I like that.
Yeah. Maybe if this...
That doesn't sound as interesting. I'm just imagining these farmers after a long day on the farm. They're just hopping on this app. It's called Tutter, by the way. Like Utter. Utter. And they took Utter and Tinder and they put it together.
We know.
They got
it. we figured it out.
Tutter. Thank you. Well, all for right. those who didn't.
So all these cows, I mean, they've been looking for cow love forever and they finally found a match. So this is pretty good. And you never know, the next you know, glass of milk you have, maybe from a cow looking for love on Tutter. And
on Tutter.
These things happen, right? Tutter's real. Everybody, welcome to 2019. Tutter's real.
Tutter like, is now a thing.
Tutter's a thing. Bovine love. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QIK.
Luke Combs, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, Rascal Flatts tickets. We've been doing this all week. You guys have been so awesome. You fellas, let me give you I'm throwing you some air knuckles now. If I could buy every one of you a beer right now, I'd do it. Seriously. If I run into you tonight over the weekend, I'm buying you a beer. Just remind me. I swear I'm doing it. You guys have been so great singing Rascal Flatts to your significant others. And it's like an ambush. We're surprising them at work or they're on their way to work and you're singing Rascal Flatts and we're giving you Rascal Flatts tickets. Today's the day after Valentine's Day. Maybe some people need to make up for, you know, Valentine's
Day. Yeah, maybe your gift didn't go over. That bowling ball that you bought didn't get the reaction that you wanted.
So Ethan called about 2 minutes ago. He's been on hold, and we're trying to get a hold of his girlfriend. But let's get to Ethan real quick, because he's going to call, or we're going to call his girlfriend, and he's going to surprise her with singing a Rascal Flatts song. What's up, Ethan?
Oh, hold on a second. How's it going?
Hey, how are you?
What's up, brother?
Just making a delivery real quick while I was on hold, so...
What are you, an Uber Eats driver?
Keeping the company disclosed, I deliver products to apartment complexes.
Okay. Oh, products. I see what you're doing.
Products, yeah, we know now. Ethan, soon to be seen on Live PD. Okay, listen.
Or what you doing at the courthouse.
Ethan, listen, here's the deal. We've got your girlfriend Destiny on the other line, right?
All right.
You're trying to win these Rascal Flatts tickets, Ethan.
Hey, can you stop moving products for 1 second?
I'm sorry.
Don't worry. Pablo Escobar will be fine. He doesn't. Listen. We're gonna conference her. Kevin's got her on the other line, and you're gonna sing a Rascal Flatts song. What song are you singing?
I like the sound of that.
All right, do this and get these Rascal Flatts tickets. We got her. We're ready to go. Here comes Destiny. Hang on a second. Hey, Destiny.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Destiny. Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Hey, we got Ethan on the other line. Who's Ethan?
It's a really good friend of mine.
Oh, well, they're gonna. Okay, well, that's kind of. I think he thinks you're together, but.
Okay, hey, just heartbreak right away. It's cool.
You guys can go as friends to the concert. That's fine.
Well, but Ethan wants to go as, like, boy and girl, right?
Of course.
It's somebody I've been trying to, I guess, get back with. We used to date, but it's someone I've been trying to get back with.
Okay, well, maybe this will help.
Maybe.
Maybe this will hurt. We don't know. I mean, this is the love of live radio, right? We don't know what's going to happen. So go ahead, Ethan, do your thing.
I love hearing that shower turn on. Well, there's nothing but a towel on you. You sing a little, just some Timberlake bumping, but you ain't got nothing on you.
Oh.
I don't want to hear the coffee pouring. Goodbye, kiss, and locking the door. Yeah, sounds like leaving you. Oh, it's a little too loud on the highway. I want to pull back in your driveway.
All right, Ethan, good job, brother.
Ethan,
good work. Destiny, give us your reaction.
Oh, my God.
Ethan, man, you sound like a great dude. You've just won Rascal Flatts tickets.
Oh, my God.
So, Destiny, I guess, can we assume that y'all just got back together? Or?
Don't put her on the spot. Stop.
What do you mean?
She obviously is not ready for that.
Excuse me.
Let's just start with the concert.
I didn't listen to Ethan sing Rascal Flatts to not put him on the spot, okay? Are y'all at least going to go to the show together?
Of course.
Yeah.
All right.
She's like, oh, man, I have to go. Yes, he won the tickets.
Well, Ethan, they're your tickets. You can take whoever you want. We hope it works out with you and Destiny,
yeah.
Okay?
Good luck.
We appreciate the good luck.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. I thought Ethan did a pretty good job.
It's a little too loud on the highway. I want to pull back in your driveway.
You know what? Listen, it gets better. Usually you would think it would get worse by hearing the real people do it, but then I was...
He wasn't too bad.
He was pretty good, and he's in a truck delivering...
Who knows what? He's just got to not get arrested.
Contraband. I mean, I think he's doing a good job, don't you?
Yeah, before the concert. Stay out of trouble.
It's a little too loud on the highway. I want to pull back in your driveway.
Man, I'm proud of him. I'm proud of him. And I hope it works out with him and his girl. But great job. Great job, Ethan. On the way next, let's recap the top 10 things to do in Tampa Bay this weekend.
So much stuff. I got to decide what I want to do tomorrow.
This honestly is one of the, when you think about it, it's like a, I call it Secret Weapon Weekend because there's like all these different things to do that maybe you weren't aware of. You put a great blog up on 99.5 QIK, Melanie, and also on the 99.5 QIK Facebook page.
Yep. Top 10 things to do in Tampa Bay this
weekend. There's some great, great stuff. We'll tell you next after Brett Young. It's QIK. So many people have a 3-day weekend on top of the awesome weather, mid-70s sunshine all weekend in Tampa Bay area. 99.5 QIK, it's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Melanie put together a great, great blog here about hour and a half ago, and I just didn't realize all the things to do this weekend. There's something for everybody, and all this stuff just sounds awesome.
Especially because the weather is supposed to be amazing this weekend.
Incredible.
The French Fry Festival, that is what I want to go to. So obviously that was number one on my list. I am a French fry lover.
Yeah. All y'all on your keto diets, just take a break for this weekend.
You got to the French Fry Festival.
And carb load for French Fry Festival. This is going
to
be awesome.
Yeah, and after you go to that, then you can head over to Curtis Hickson Park and go to the Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival. That's
See,
going on.
You'll get your protein at the barbecue festival with some beer. You'll get your protein.
And then you got the Bay Area Renaissance Festival, so you can get yourself a turkey leg.
Yep.
You can go do that. Have you ever been into that? Have you ever dressed up and gone to a Renaissance Festival?
I've never dressed up, but I've gone. Yeah, I've gone.
I've never dressed up.
Listen, if you've never held a big turkey leg in your hand, you got to do that once before you go, right?
Oh, for sure.
That's what I think, too.
They have them at Disney, too. You see the people walking around with the turkey legs. The Saturday morning market, of course, every Saturday in downtown St. Pete. Then you got the Florida State Fair last weekend for that.
Pork rind nachos, y'all. If you don't if you don't take advantage of it, this is the last weekend. Pork rind nachos, Florida State Fair.
There's the Dunedin Car and Truck Show. There's also Hamilton going on at the Straz Center. So if you're downtown Tampa and you're wondering what the heck is going on, why are there all these cars trying to get to the Straz Center? It's because Hamilton is here. And then, of course, I had to talk about the pet weddings that are happening at the SPCA in Tampa.
See, this is great because, you know, maybe you want to do something for your dog this weekend. And it's like, this could be pretty cool. Maybe your dog wants to get married.
They will marry your dog. So you bring the two dogs, your neighbor's dog. You got two dogs, and you've always wanted them to make it official.
Right.
You're sick of them living in sin. They got to make it official. Then you can bring them to the SPCA of Tampa Bay, and they'll marry your dog 10 a.m. on Saturday.
You could save your dog's soul this weekend if you want to. But check that out. It's on the website, 995QIK.com.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 995QIK.
All right, it's Mark and Melanie. Listen, don't ask me. Why? My sleep schedule is so screwed up. When you do this job, you get up early. I know yours is too, Melanie.
Yeah, some days you can sleep, some days you can't. You wake up at 2, and then you're thinking, well, should I go back to bed? Because I got to be up in two more hours.
Got up at like 2:49 this morning. And that's the other thing. You remember the exact second you get up. And then I'm like, oh, my gosh, the house is sleeping. I couldn't believe it. Everything was quiet. And I was like, all right, Twitter, here I come. So I got on Twitter and everything. All of a sudden, there's Kelsey Ballerini on Twitter. This is one of the funniest videos I've ever seen. It's 3 seconds long.
It's so quick.
And I know it's dumb, but Melanie, describe it, because I just thought it was kind of really cool.
So it was in honor of Valentine's Day. Obviously, she had some Valentine's Day cupcakes around her house. Just those little tiny mini ones, you know, the one bite cupcakes. But she goes to bite it, and you can tell that she's contemplating just taking one little bite of it. But she goes to take the little bite and goes, F it. And she puts the whole thing in her mouth. And then immediately after, you see her hand come into the shot, and she's chugging a bottle of champagne.
Yeah. It's like this little, like, almost like she was going to do a very polite little nibble.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, she's like,
screw it.
And then all of a sudden, this big bottle, and then she chugs that. And I'm sitting there laughing, and it's like, it's not even 3 a.m., and I'm going, this is my life. Laughing at Kelsey Ballerini drink champagne. Hey.
She's got a good life. I feel like that sounds like a good plan this weekend.
For her, my life was watching it, though. So, yeah.
As you couldn't sleep in a house full of kids.
Kelsey's my new MVP.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.